Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Leading services trade and distribution group Bidvest delivered really strong in results today to June 2024. Trading profit, headline earnings and normalised headline earnings really painted a positive picture. Acquisition broadened the company's geographic footprint, while the disposal of non-core assets actually promises to deliver further returns to shareholders going forward. Here to give us a little bit more information and insight into what it was that drove these brilliant results, Group CEO Mpumi Madisa is on the line with me today. Good evening, Mpumi. How are you?
Good evening, Rafila. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, congratulations on these stellar results. And let's talk a little bit about what the key drivers of success were. You know, obviously a very big checkbook, good 3.2 billion rand in the past in the past interim period allowed acquisitions as well as 2 billion rand in growth capex. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely right. So we have five of our divisions that delivered strong trading profit growth, with four of those delivering double-digit profit growth. And just on an organic basis, if I can start there, and this is across our territories, we saw strong new business coming through both on the services side and in our trading distribution businesses. We had nice price escalations coming through annually on the contracts, and those also contributed. And we are also seeing really good market share gains coming through, I would say particularly from a South African perspective. In terms of inorganic growth, we did conduct 11 transactions, and we closed all 11 transactions out by the 30th of June. And some of those transactions, we also had offshore transactions where we doubled our footprint in Australia through the acquisition of Consolidated Property Services. And we also had our first entry into Asia through the acquisition of Rental Hygiene Services in Singapore. And then the rest of the acquisitions were across UK, Ireland, and South Africa. So all in all, really very happy, and I think a solid organic and inorganic result.
I think you're right. First of all, thanks for that broad overview. And I think you're absolutely correct. Let's begin with the organic growth. Really excellent organic profit growth of 9%, trading profit of 9%, normalized HEPS up 4.3%. Tell us a little bit, where were your strongest divisions there?
Yeah, so our strongest divisions, highest profit increase was Brand Products. And they increased trading profit by 21%. So really a very strong result from that business. And just about all businesses were up. And in this space, we provide products into various areas through the retailers. We've got a consumer offering. We've got a data print and packaging offering and an office cluster offering. And all of the clusters were up. We were selling more furniture. We were providing more print and labeling products. We're providing increased packaging products. And even from a stationery perspective, we also saw a nice increase on commercial sales. So that was the first area where performance was very strong. And then that was followed by Services South Africa. And our South African operations at a trading profit level were up 18.7%. And most of that growth was organic. So strong growth coming through our travel cluster, strong growth through our lounges. Our security and aviation cluster has got a bundled offering that is really top class, and we saw strong market shares come through that. And in our allied cluster, we also saw increased bulk water and coffee sales coming through. We also made a small acquisition in that division. And then that was followed by Services International.
Yeah.
And International was up about 12.4%. Excellent results coming through. New business, our contract pool on the hygiene side is growing, our contract pool on the facilities management side is growing, and obviously strong contribution from Consolidated Acquisition in Australia and RHS in Singapore. And then we also had a solid result from our freight business that was up about 7.3%. Yeah.
And if we can, you know, obviously these are all great results, but as you said, out of five out of seven divisions, two detractors in particular in commercial products and automotive coming under pressure off a high renewables base, and of course, slowing new vehicle sales. Not really much that the business can do about the market conditions, though.
Yeah, I mean, the market condition was tough. And if I start with commercial products, I mean, the results are really a function of just renewables. And just to give a little bit of color, in the current year, our renewable sales were about 880 million, and that compares to 2.5 billion in the prior year. So you can see the big differential that's come through there. And it's a function of significantly reduced load shedding. I mean, we haven't had load shedding for I don't know how long. And so consumers aren't buying renewable products anymore. And really, that's that. In this division, if you actually extract the impact of renewables, the division is up at a profit level, high double digits.
I see.
So the only issue here was just renewables. Outside of that, the performance was exceptional. And then on the automotive side, look, the industry was just red. New vehicle sales down on our side 7.8%, with the industry down 6.6%. There's too much stock in the system. There's over-trading. Margins are down. And that really just significantly negatively impacted the automotive division. We're also very overweight traditional OEMs, and in that space, some of the OEMs lost significant market share. So we also felt that coming through, but we're far more bullish looking forward because we've got a better OEM representation. We've brought in some of the newer OEMs from India and China that we also represent. So we think our OEM mix going into 2025 is much better.
Absolutely, and far more affordable. Notwithstanding these slight detractors, which frankly it would seem at least 50% of it comes from relatively good news on a macro basis, the company was really able to generate really strong cash flow, operating cash flow of 14 billion rand, up 15%. Do you see that persisting in the future?
Yeah, I mean, cash generation for us is important. You know, we manage profits for cash, and we've got cash generation KPIs right through our businesses. So very happy with the strong cash generation that's come through. Going into the next financial year, we're hoping for something similar, if not better, because the one area where we've got cash trapped is on the inventory line. So on renewables, we're sitting with a lot of stock on renewables that we couldn't move. And secondly, the vehicle stock is also high. So if in FY25 we can bring those stock levels down, that inventory is just going to convert into cash. And so we should be able to see a better position.
And that certainly benefits shareholders. The interim dividend up 7% per share. Mpumi, if I may just turn then our attention to your view of the outlook. The statement that you released paints a very positive picture. And I have to say, it's been a long time in South Africa that we've not only seen such robust results coming out of a challenging environment, but a positive outlook for the medium term. In particular, as you mentioned, a slight headwind insofar as it affects renewables, but for the rest of the business, a more stable economic market in South Africa.
Yeah, and I mean, when I did the results presentation, I highlighted three macros that I think are positive, and we must really acknowledge these. The first one being the fact that we've just gone through a political transition that wasn't only just free and fair, but that was incident-free. And you know, I highlighted the fact that the maturity of our democracy gets taken for granted. We actually start the next 5 years with political certainty and policy certainty, and that's very important. And I just wanted to remind everybody, because when things go wrong, we talk about them for months.
We do.
When things go well, we kind of forget it quickly. So I thought it's important just to highlight that. Secondly, we've spoken about electricity. Reforms in the electricity space are fantastic. We must give a hand to Eskom. They've exceeded forecasts and are restoring business confidence and confidence in society in general. And even from a personal level, we are now looking at further investment in South Africa, whether it's in our factories or warehouses. We're more confidently thinking about deploying capital there and increasing capacity because we've got consistent power. We are going to be rolling out more branches and more stores because we've got consistent power in our malls, et cetera. So that's very positive. And then the last macro one that I raised was around transport and logistics. And in this space, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Indeed.
There's definitely a lot of work that still needs to be done. Refilio in this space. For me, the positive, though, is that we're working hand in hand with government. So business and government are working together. We're tag teaming. And whilst it's not visible, unfortunately, this is a multi-year process where you're going to start seeing the dial shifting. but there is still a lot of work going on. And then on an internal basis, just looking at the operations, I did then highlight that the travel and tourism industry remains robust, so we're very happy. We've already spoken about automotive and the positive OEM mix there, and organic growth we think is going to be strong, and we still have a little bit of firepower on the M&A side still left.
It's certainly great to end on a positive note. Agreed with you on Transnet, particularly after the results that were released today. As you say, I think they're indicative of the distance that we have to go, but also moves that are already being made, even after the NDB granted them a further 5 billion rand loan. Really encouraging to hear you are working hand in hand with government in that regard and remain positive and encouraged by that. Mpumi, thank you so much for joining us. I'm speaking to the Group CEO of Bidvest, Mpumi Madisa, after a really strong results showing for interim to June 2024. Thanks for joining us.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.